Big Randy's Duel with the Devil, written and read by Dick Dirksen. It was a normal worship service, until Big Randy walked in. Everything was moving as expected, no surprises. The musicians were skillfully beating out rhythms so the congregation would be able to follow the worship singing. Children, eagerly awaiting their special story time. A couple of the older folks were watching the children, remembering what it was like in those days to care for three kids under 7 years of age during worship. Peace filled the room. Then Big Randy stormed into the church like a Cape buffalo on the warpath. His shouts announced his arrival long before he hit the doors, and when he roared in, everything stopped. The children were terrified, shrinking into the safety of their parents' laps. Most of the congregation tried to keep on singing, but it was difficult above Big Randy's voice. The drummer? He didn't change his beat. His duty was far more important than Big Randy's arrival. The pastor, knowing Big Randy well, sat still, prayed silently, and waited to see how the Holy Spirit would lead. Big Randy, so drunk that you could have gotten drunk just smelling his breath, was praising God loudly, very loudly. "Jesus is our King, our Redeemer, our Savior, our brother," Big Randy blubbered through his beer. "I am a sinner, but Jesus loves me anyway," Big Randy continued, his words slurred by the alcohol that was now his only friend. A couple of the deacons moved to Big Randy's side, guiding him like pilot boats bringing a huge ship through the difficult channel of the bay. The deacons had been confronted by Big Randy before, several times. Demon Run seemed to bring out the worst in him. Though his words uplifted God, his life was fueled by drugs and alcohol rather than by a love for God. Big Randy followed their guidance, still proclaiming God's goodness with drunken roars as they moved him toward one of the back rows. The men began asking him questions about his life, and soon the worship service was proceeding again for a few uninterrupted minutes. Then Otter Mound arrived. Otter Mound lives under the bridge near the church. He has no real home, and his only friends are a gang of murderous drug dealers. He is scarred, angry, strong, and dangerous, a man to be avoided at all costs. Church had never been on his list of places to visit. Until today. Otter Mound crashed through the doors, shouting blasphemies against everything divine. "I am the devil," Otter Mound proclaimed. And from there it got worse, terrifying the congregation and transforming the worship service into a palace for demons. The pastor, who had heard Otter Mound berate others in the village beneath the bridge, bowed his head and prayed silently with the fervency of the Apostle Paul. "Now is your time, Lord. The enemy is here, challenging us to rise and fight him, or to run and hide. I call for your Holy Spirit to come with full divine power into our service right now. Lord, the enemy has declared war. Please, show us your peace." And then the pastor waited, eager to see what the Spirit would do. It didn't take long. Almost immediately, there was a stir on the back pew where Big Randy was sitting with the deacons. Big Randy, still breathing drunken fumes, rose unsteadily, found his legs, and marched silently toward Otter Mound, like a snake toward a mouse. Like a Christian toward the devil. Big Randy is called Big for a reason. He towers above everyone, is shaped like a large truck, and moves as if on a mission to clear the road. Everyone moved aside to give him space as he stalked toward Otter Mound. Otter Mound felt him coming and turned as Big Randy walked directly into his face. "You will not blaspheme my Jesus in this house of worship," Big Randy proclaimed. That brought out the worst in Armand, who continued his hate-filled words, now directing each one into Big Randy's face. But none of that deterred Big Randy. Now standing only inches from the devil, Big Randy grabbed Armand's shoulders and commanded the devil to leave this man right now. Armand, nearly blown away by Big Randy's drunken breath, shouted even more loudly. So Big Randy released his hold on Armand's shoulders and shifted his giant hands to the jowls of the enemy. Come out of this man right now, he shouted nose to nose with Armand and the demons who had taken over the man's life. The battle, loud, powerful, demonic and divine, captivated the church for nearly 10 minutes. Armand's demons tried to outshout Big Randy's commands, but Big Randy's connection to his Jesus grew stronger with each of the demon's screams. Suddenly, like that long-ago day on the stony shore of Galilee, the demons fled. Armand, so weak that it seemed that the demons had taken his bones with them, collapsed into Big Randy's welcoming arms. Big Randy, fully sober, as if he had been drinking only the water of life, hugged Armand like a newborn baby. He's ours now, Big Randy shouted loudly, as the pastor, the deacons, the old folks, the parents, the children, and several strangers rushed to join this celebration. The musicians? They sang a brighter rhythm. The praise leaders struck higher notes. And everyone joined in singing a new song, the song of the redeemed.